In a year of records, there is yet another inauspicious one to add to the books, the federal deficit. Not only is it the highest ever on record, it's more than double that of 2007. Add that to the debt we've already racked up, and you get an almost unimaginable figure, $10 trillion. It's so big that it has rolled off the national debt clock near Times Square, forcing the owners to add another digit. With all the bad news facing the U.S. economy and the markets right now, most people may not even be aware of this gargantuan and growing pile of red ink, even if they're walking right under it.
$13 trillion. $3 trillion.
$5 trillion.
I was supposed
to. I don't think I can think that high. I'm not sure. What comes after gazillion?
I think it's like in the billions, close to trillion.
All right, so everyone might not know just how big our national debt is, but they certainly have opinions when it comes to what's to blame and what needs to change.
Because our Congress has spent too much money.
Because we don't have term limits?
All of us.
We're not paying more attention to how money was being spent, so that we let things get very out of hand.
Finding a cure to this growing epidemic might be easier said than done. We're fighting two wars in the Middle East. We're paying interest on our national debt. Entitlement costs are rising as the population gets older. And remember, those stimulus checks from earlier this summer? No. Before the $700 billion rescue plan. Well, those cost $168 billion. Back to the $700 billion financial rescue plan? Well, let's just say that those costs have not yet been included in the Treasury Department's recent budget report. Now, here's a little food for thought. Did you know you can help bring down the national debt? That's right. You can make a contribution. Here's the info. Go ahead. Send your check in.